Hello?
Jim, this is Bill.
Yes, Bill?
Jim, where you at? Everybody's sitting around a conference table waiting for your presentation. This is a very important account.
I don't think I'm going to be able to make it right now, Bill. I'm doing something very, very important.
What do you mean not going to be able to make it? What could be more important than this?
I'm listening to the Boxcar 7-Eleven old-time radio pod. 2 episodes of Dragnet. And I'm only halfway through the 2nd episode.
Jim, you listen and you listen real carefully. You get yourself down here right away, or you're fired. Do you understand me? You're fired.
Well, I can't leave right now. Why don't you see if you can stall them?
Well, there you go again. Another dedicated fan. And while we strongly suggest that you might not want to deal with your boss quite that way, maybe you should start searching for another job. I mean, after all, a reasonable employer would have no problem understanding your point of view. The Boxcar 7-Eleven Old Time Radio Pod, where the oldies are still young.
The Henry Morgan Show? Eversharp, manufacturer of Eversharp chicken, check the razors and blades, and famous Eversharp precision writing instruments, brings you the Henry Morgan Show, featuring Bernie Green and his orchestra and a few surprises.
Good evening, anybody. Here's Morgan. Pity you people here in the studio had to miss that Hope Crosby thing. Boy, that was funny. Well, you're very kind anyway. Anybody here tonight from Brooklyn? Fred? Gee, I'm awfully sorry. That's the last mention of Brooklyn on the program, and you probably won't applaud anymore, but thanks for what you've done so far. Nice of you. Anybody here from Newark? There's a bus outside leaving in 5 minutes. Is there anybody, if I didn't know, is there anybody here from the Eversharp company? They sit up there. At home, you can't tell where up there is, but we know, don't we? It's up there in that booth. That's executives, you know. They come every week, and on the way home, their wives explain the jokes to them. All the vice presidents of the razor company are here tonight. I can see, barely, the one in charge of edges. There's one vice president of Eversharp who started out with the company as an office boy. And today, he's a vice president. Still an office boy. And supposed to be errand boy. I ruined it somehow. You know how those people come to a broadcast or why? Free tickets. That's all. And they invite their friends, too. They say, why don't you come with us to the Henry Morgan Show? We own him. Yeah, we own him. That's a laugh. But who can laugh? Things are going... Radio isn't too bad, though. Really, it isn't. After you're on the air a while, you get to be pretty well known. Lots of people come up to you, shake your hand, ask you for free samples. It's a very nice feeling, everybody knowing who you are and everything. Like, I was at a party the other evening, and there were a lot of people I'd never even seen before. And still, this is what happened. Hello, Mrs. Maynard. I'm Henry Morgan.
Who?
Morgan, Mr. Maynard phoned me. I mean, your husband...
Henry Morgan, the radio man, of course. Oh, come in, come in. Won't everyone be thrilled? Oh, Mrs. Fosdick.
Yes?
This is Henry Morgan.
Who?
Morgan, Henry.
Oh, I'm delighted to meet you, Mr. Henry.
It's Morgan, Henry Morgan, you know, on the radio.
Oh, the radio. Oh, the voice does sound familiar. Say something, Mr. Muggin.
Say something. Say something. Push-pull, click-click.
What?
Push-pull, click-click. How now, brown cow?
Brown cow. I simply must be leaving, Mrs. Maynard. This is a lovely party. Nice to meet you, Mr. Mutton. Push-pull, brown cow.
Come on, Henry. I must introduce you to everyone. Oh, Mr. Cantwell.
Oh, yes.
I want you to meet Henry Morgan. You know Mr. Morgan, of course.
Oh, surely, of course. How are you?
Fine.
I've been hearing a lot about you.
Really?
Yes. What are you doing these days?
Oh, well, the same thing.
Oh, bully, bully. How is the old bunch?
Okay, I guess. Which punch do you mean?
Tell me something. How is good old...
He went to California.
Oh, I didn't know. I thought he was still...
No, they closed down.
Well, 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 bless my soul. Anyway, it's nice to
Not
have...
Not at all.
Yeah. Oh, isn't it nice when old friends get together?
Yes, it's nice.
Well, come on now, Henry. I want you to meet someone else. Oh, there's Dr. Peterson. Doctor.
I am.
This is Henry Morgan.
Who?
Dr. Peterson, this is the Henry Morgan.
Oh, there are many of them?
No, Doctor, it's a common name. There's a Frank Morgan.
Frank Morgan, now there's a funny fellow. Don't you agree, Mr.
Peterson.
Yeah. Frank Morgan, yes, funny fellow. Every time he laughs, that funny laugh of his, I laugh.
That funny laugh of yours?
Doctor, this Morgan, Henry, is well known on the radio.
Oh, really? The voice does sound familiar. Say something.
Well, push-pull, click-click.
Oh, of course, there's no mistaking that resonant voice. The fat man, aren't you?
Maybe a little.
Oh, there's something I want to ask you, fat man. In your last case, how did you know that the murderer had the knife concealed in his pants?
What?
The knife. How did you know that he had it in his pants?
Well, before the program, we took his pants off.
I see. Well, I must be off. Goodbye, Mrs. Maynard. Goodbye, fat man.
Goodbye, madman.
I'm very embarrassed, Henry, but there's one man here who's very intelligent. He's a terrific fan of yours.
Oh, that's nice.
That's him pouring the punch over his head. Oh, Jerry.
Yes?
Jerry, this is Henry Morgan.
Who?
Henry Morgan, you know.
Oh, Henry Morgan. Oh, boy, am I glad to meet you. Everything you say kills me. No kidding.
How do you do?
It isn't what he says. It's the way he says it. Say something else, Henry.
Well, it's raining, you know.
Yeah, you know, it's raining, you know. As if there were some people who don't know. Oh, that's thinking. I can't stand anymore. Hey, Mabel, come here, let's go kill you.
Oh, Henry, there's a lady who seems to know you.
I certainly hope so.
Oh, Margaret, this is Henry Morgan.
Who?
But Mother. Here is Teddy Katsoftis. Teddy's been with us before because he sings in Greek, which gives the program a nice touch. And besides, it doesn't cost us too much because he plays his own accompaniment on the tuba. Tonight, mandolin.
Θέλω να σε δω κρυφά ένα βράδυ, μα να μην το μάθει αυτός κανείς. Κι όπως θα έργω, πέφτει το σκοτάδι. Θα σε περιμένω να φανείς. Αγαπώ, σ' αγαπώ, σ' αγαπώ. Σ'αγαπώ, σ'αγαπώ, σ'αγαπώ. East on the δρόμο της Μαντιλέης που τα ψάρια παίζουν flying fishes και τα κολοκύθια μεγαλώνουν. Στα κύματα της θαλάσσης που ο κύριος Βενιώνης θα ψαρεύει Fine.
We have invited the eminent scientist, Dr. Henry von Morgan, to say a few thousand words. Doctor?
Sure. I would like to discuss the ever-sharp slit, chic injector razor for a couple hours. The ever-sharp razor is frightening. The ever-sharp changes blades automatically. So simple, a tiny child could do it if he was shaving. As a matter of fact, any tiny child with $1.25 could buy one. I don't care. The Eversharp injector razor comes in a little box with 20 blades there in it also. And it makes the shaving quicker, fast, speed, hook adequate. Absolutely the fact that hundreds of users are using it. And the reason that all these people is using the Eversharp chic injector razor is that they got one. Just be so kindly, you remember her name, Eversharp Eversharp chic injector razor, which is on sale at all kinds of places too hideous to mention.
Well, last night was one of those things. I stayed up late again listening to the radio. Stayed up very late listening to one of my favorite radio shows, the All-Night Disc Jockey. I don't know how those fellas stay awake, but every night, millions of people stay awake to find out how they stay awake. Anyway, this is the way this guy sounded.
This is station WXC, the friendly station. The station that loves you to pieces. See you jiving into heaven from midnight till 7. And here's your all-night pal, Chuckles Morgan.
Hello again, guys and gals. This is Chuckles Morgan. Before I play the first record, I got a little request here from Milty G's wife, celebrating Milty G's homecoming from the Army. He was discharged 3 years ago in Paris and just got home. Well, folks want to hear that new hit song? Your eyes match Garbo's, baby. I wish they'd match each other. Fine little record here. It's played by that great maestro from the South, Phil Hamhock, and his orchestra, featuring Phil on the vocal.
Glowing!
Fine. That's great, Phil. Now, I got a little request here. Got a little request from some of the boys at good old Sing Sing Prison. They want to hear their favorite, Handle Me With Kid Gloves, Honey. They don't leave fingerprints. Coming right up, boys, but first a brief transcription.
I have stringy, shabby, sloppy hair.
Ladies, do you have stringy, shabby, sloppy hair? When you run your comb through your hair, do you find your comb has a nicer hairdo than you do? Then use Glove shampoo, made out of pure oil of oatmeal. Glove is the only shampoo that comes already cooked. Listen to what one regular Glove shampoo user says.
I have stringy, shabby, sloppy hair.
Fine. Now a little, relative. I have a little number put together by that master of the rumba, Xavier Gatt, and his 30 Spanish onions. The vocal chorus is by Miguelito Klein, and he sings that romantic old favorite, My Sweet Little Alice Blue Nose. Take it, Mig.
Ah, yes. Oh, that Miguelito. He's a real Spanish cucaracha. Now, before our next number, a brief transcription.
Hot. Hot. That's what Callahan's Turkish bath is. Hot.
Hear that, gang? Callahan's Turkish bath is hot. The place where good fellows meet. Remember the special offer, half price to real Turks. Get our special rub down. Our special rub down, you're untouched by human hand. Callahan does it himself. But remember, we are not responsible for bodies left over 30 days.
Hot. Hot. That's what Callahan's Turkish bath is. Hot.
Now, guys and gals, I got a little request here from KG, Harry P., Ruth S., Freddie L., Charlotte Z., Frank T., Patsy F., and Carol M. They want to hear Sweet Georgia B. And we have it here, played by Spike Bones, and this is a special arrangement for piano and stool. The vocal chorus will be sung by the incomparable Hilda Borscht. And here is Sweet Georgia B.
Georgia B.
Lost his B there for a second, didn't he? Oh, Spike, that was trip. Now on the list here, that old favorite Western, Give Me My Boots and My Bottle, Yip I Yay. But first, a brief transcription.
Oh, yes, it's fun. Real fun.
Yes, indeed. Sitting on Fine Schreiber's feathers is fun. Especially when they're in a Fine Schreiber fluffy feather pillow. Fine Schreiber's feathers are sterilized. They are plucked from boiled chickens. Fine Schreiber's feathers have many uses. One, pillows. And many other uses. Listen to what the average person in your block is saying.
What time is it?
Which way is the fish market?
It's a beautiful day.
I feel nauseous.
Yes, everyone's talking about Fine Schreiber's feathers. Try sleeping on Fine Schreiber's feathers. You'll be tickled to death.
Now, guys and gals, Chuckles Morgan brings to you the final disc of the night. That old favorite, Every Little Breeze Seems to Whisper Max. Oh, but I see my time is up. Sorry, this is Chuckles Morgan. Signing off. Remember, I'll be here tomorrow night with... We received a number of letters recently from listeners who wonder why we never give anything away on this program. Here's a typical letter from a man who writes...
Yeah. I've been listening to your program week after week for 2 weeks. And I never hear you give nothing away. This is the way to run a radio show? It's everything coming in, nothing going out, huh? Well, just let me give you a tip. For the past couple of weeks, I've been shaving with a rusty pair of scissors. And I get by. A word to the wise is sufficient. Hey, Jack?
Well, after receiving the letter... After I got the letter, I decided it was about time we did run a contest. The most popular kind of contest at present appears to be the kind in which people are asked to identify a mysterious voice. And with the hot weather coming on... That's the kind of entertainment we're going to give you right now.
Can you identify the mystery voice?
Listen carefully. See if you can master the mysterious mutterings of the mystery voice. Come in, voice.
When it's 5 o'clock in Shanghai, it's Wednesday in Alaska. And when it's noon at 2 o'clock, it's leap year in Nebraska.
Friends, do you know who that is? That's a voice of someone you all know. Can't you place it?
Listen again. Come in, voice.
When it's 5 o'clock in Shanghai, it's Wednesday in Alaska. And when it's noon at 2 o'clock, it's leap year in Nebraska.
The prize for identifying that voice is a brand new Buzzkirk automobile. Here at our microphones, we have 3 people picked at random from 200 people picked at random. And they're going to try for the grand prize. And here is our first contestant. Your name, please.
Mrs. Ingrid Sludge.
Now, Mrs. Sludge, who do you think is the mystery voice?
William Shakespeare.
Mrs. Sludge, Shakespeare is dead.
Well, we all gotta go sometime.
Thanks for a good try, Mrs. Sludge. And here is your free package of pollen. May we have the next contestant, if you please?
My name is Rancid Scobo.
Mr. Scobo, who do you think is the mystery voice?
Henry Morgan.
Now, what makes you think that I'm the mystery voice?
Well, they always pick some guy nobody ever heard of.
Wrong, but here's a sharp right cross to the jaw for you, sir. Next contestant.
When it's 5 o'clock in Shanghai, it's Wednesday in Alaska.
Why, it's the mystery voice himself. Tell me, how did you get in here with the contestants?
Somebody pushed me.
Well, I'm sorry, but you're disqualified from guessing since you are the mystery voice.
Oh, no, you don't, Morgan. You accepted me as the contestant, and I'll sue you for every razor you got. All I gotta do is name the mystery voice, and I get the great big grand prize. Yes, sir.
Well, come on, then. Out with it. Who are you?
Isn't that awful? I forget.
If any of you listeners... Oh, you see, that wasn't the end. We always get rooked that way somehow. The end was something like, if you know who the mystery voice is, send your answers to the Eversharp Company, Chicago. Remember, we give no prizes. Why should we? We know who it is. We should have left it out. I was wrong. Bernie Green put together a thing for tonight, which needs about a half hour of explanation. See, we had that thing earlier in the show about disc jockeys, and it gave Bernie an idea for a number. So he wrote a thing, and he calls it the Fabulous Disc Jockey. And it's his idea of how the, suppose that all the records a disc jockey plays in a single night began to run together somehow, the different tunes and the different orchestras, into a sort of a montage, I guess the word is. Maybe it would sound like Bernie's thing, the Fabulous Disc Jockey. Start the record, please.
Thank you.
Tonight, Eversharp, manufacturers of Eversharp Chic Injector Razors and Eversharp Pens and Repeater Pencils, has an urgent message about CA Pens. Urgent, you bet it is. You'd better hurry, hurry, hurry to your Eversharp dealers if you want to get in on the greatest pen buys in Eversharp history. Eversharp sensational CA Pen sale is now in its second week, with prices slashed up to 60%. Most stores still have the full line, including all styles, colors, and combinations, from 14-karat gold-filled to stainless steel and smart modern plastics. But they're going fast. Listen.
I am the $25, 14-karat gold-filled Eversharp CA Repeater Pen.
Now $9.95.
I am the $15 Eversharp CA Pen with 14-karat gold-filled cap.
Now $7.95.
I am the $8.75 Eversharp CA Pen.
Now $5.95.
I am the $6.95 Eversharp CA Pen.
Now $3.95. Here is the opportunity you've been looking for to buy your birthday, wedding, graduation gifts, and business gifts. But don't wait. Remember, this sale is for a limited time only. So be at your dealer's early. Compare. Comparison proves. Give Eversharp, and you save on the finest.
I am the Eversharp 995.
Reduced. People are asking more questions today than ever before, and getting fewer answers. Now, in an effort to alleviate this shortage of answers, we bring you now the man who knows everything, the Question Man. And here he is, the Question Man.
Good evening.
Our first question, sir, comes from Mr. K.L. of Buffalo, who writes, when introducing one man to another, is it correct to say, Mr. Jones, meet Mr. Smith?
No, you should use their real names.
And here's a letter. Here's a letter from Mr. T.O. of Miami, who asks, is the long side of a right triangle longer than the two short sides, or are the two short sides shorter than the long one?
No, quite the opposite. The long side merely appears to be longer because the short sides appear to be shorter, which is actually the case. If this is not clear, send for my free booklet entitled 10,000 Facts Which Are Not Clear.
And here's a question from Mr. Mosaic of Lexington Avenue. He writes, some cigarette companies claim that tobacco's harmful effects are caused by tobacco dust. Others blame tar and rosin. And still others blame the inferior tobaccos purchased by their rivals. What is the truth of the matter?
According to scientific tests, most of tobacco's harmful effects are caused by the use of tobacco.
And our last question, sir, comes from Mrs. C.M. of Medfield, who asks, what is the best way to curry a chicken?
The best way to curry a chicken is in a shopping bag.
That was the Question Man, brought to you every so often as a public service. They're yours again. Eversharp Chic Injector Blades for the world's fastest, safest, smoothest shave. Just insert the automatic blade changer in your Eversharp Chic Injector Razor, push, pull, click, click, and you're ready to shave. 20 blades, 75 cents at good stores everywhere. This is Charles Irving saying goodnight for Eversharp. This is ABC, the American Broadcasting Company.